Welcome to a muzzled chat, folks. It's good to be back. I hope to sound the alarm on some more things today. And I don't know, maybe just light the fire under our butts so we could ensure a better tomorrow. Am I just too freaking repetitive? I'm kind of like a broken record. Well, some of you may be like, well, what are you doing alone today? Weren't you supposed to have this owner of this? Yes, but things happen. So I kind of shot myself in the foot. I'll apologize. I'll try not to do that moving forward. But we did get things rescheduled. But with that being said, I won't leave you hanging. So be sure to check the comments down below if you like the shirt I was wearing or even this freaking awesome shirt. You could go to the Stand Up Now link in the comments below, and if you just enter unmuzzled in the promo code, you'll get 10% off the order. Be sure to do that, and then he'll know where you're coming from, and that'd just be cool. We got some traffic his way, but even more important than, I mean, it is important to be supporting folks and families that are on the front lines and share the same morals and values. But to be representing with our apparel, our stance each and every day, we got to get loud, folks. We must get loud. So this is really cool. Got compliments all day on this shirt. And I'm loving them. I can't wait. So go get yours today. And they got a whole bunch of other designs up there as well. Oh, it's wild. Apologize. I guess all this detoxifying and all the protocols I'm on, like, as scatterbrained as I still am, I feel breakthroughs happening, but my skin has been brutalized. It's like flushed, roadkill face, all these bumps on my arms, and pish posh. I'll take it over the, I don't know, life force being stolen. I mean, just what grave blessing is I'm having these breakthroughs. It's just, I'm so extremely hopeful, not just for my future, but for all of us to up our resilience and like health. It's just showing like, hey, there's progress we all could be having and be excited to show up more and more in the ways that matter to secure a better, brighter future for all. So today, let's just try to connect enough of the dots on all of that to hopefully light that fire under our butts. Just more exposing, more connections, more calls to action. I know we're hitting it ad nauseum, but it is crucial that we acknowledge we live in a wartime and we're all victims. Like we're all, I don't mean to victimize ourselves, but it's like we are recipients and directly being attacked from so many different angles. So let's try to gain the proper protections, up our resilience, organize our toolboxes, do what we can just to move the needle in the right direction. Now, to piggyback a bit on this whole plandemic and what we were just exposing, I really like this clip from Dr. Phil's. Dr. Phil. It's typically people that have been in this kind of position of celebrity. I just naturally, with all the corruption, I'm like, eh. But what he has exposed and spoke out on just is in alignment with what I've found to be true and so many profound truths. And I don't know. Words. I'm just grateful because it's, I mean, so he may have some followers that, you know, to hear it through him could just have the impact we need. Now come spell me. Let's, before we jump into that, I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear more testimonials, get more people on here and have more conversations. So be sure to reach out to us in any of our socials or directly unmuzzledchat@gmail.com. So excited to open this platform for more of the listeners, more of the warriors out there to... Golly, there's obviously so many topics and things we could dive into. And whether if you feel burning desire to share your testimony or things that have helped you overcome dark times, hard things, addictions, traumas, accidents, disabilities, diseases, or even just relational issues, anything that you found to help, that's helped you, love to champion all those things, or anything that connects the dots on the corruption, or if you have calls to action, your story matters, and do not discredit, and would love to have you on. Okay, that being said, let's play this first clip from Dr. Phil.
You know, when this COVID hit, it was pretty frenetic for everybody. In the beginning, nobody knew what was going on.
We're gonna
take a time out here. We're gonna ask everybody to really stay home, withdraw, shut the door, and that's gonna slow the roll. That's gonna slow this thing down. You remember that? And then all of a sudden, a few weeks turn into months, and months turn into 2 years. You expect there will be a plan, a readiness plan, that takes into account all the collateral damage that can come from doing something like that. And then you start seeing all of these problems, and you hear people say, well, we did the best we could with what we knew. No, they did not. Mm-mm. They knew better. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't know better, they damn well should have known better. That's what they're paid to do. Mm-hmm.
Well, the system's working against us, Phil. You gotta dive deeper. Maybe he's afraid to really actually expose the level of corruption, because it was intentionally done the way it was to have the negative impacts. Anyway, don't mean to discredit the points he's stating nonetheless.
When I stepped up in the beginning and said, this lockdown, this quarantine is going to create more problems with quality of life than that COVID is going to do in taking lives.
True.
People looked at me like I was insane.
That's sad.
I got criticized, called a heretic, said, what is he talking about? I'll tell you what I was talking about. I was talking about exactly what happened and is happening. And what's more, when you shut down the schools, the day you shut them down, you better have a plan for reopening them. I didn't see a plan for them to be reopened. And we have an entire generation that is suffering from developmental gaps, educational gaps, mental and emotional challenges, and still, there's not a good plan to close those gaps. And my concern is, when the next pandemic turns the corner, who's got the plan then? What was learned from this? Because you don't hear anybody talking about it, do you? You don't hear anybody talking about it, but I'm talking about it. Because I want to make noise about this.
Good
I want to
for
force
you.
People to say, we need to get ready for when this happens again.
This is so... This is the powerful moment I really wanted to capture. Because once again, kind of on that previous episode, like, we're so human. Like, what is it? Help me hone in on and articulate. Because I'm sure there's a lot of different things that it is that evil has even figured out. Like, our attention spans, our triggers, like, other world events. I mean, just something's happening where we're not effectively grasping onto things. And I hit some level of fatigue and exhaustion yesterday. Hopefully, I don't hit that wall here today. I got my own battles, my own demons, and I know I'm in the process of healing. Thank you so much for giving me grace. But it's interesting. Like, how is it? All these things, like we had a freaking genius create not just an engine that ran on water, but a kit that could be easily, affordably installed on any of our vehicles. So those things could run off of water with even more ability per gallon on distance and power and all these things. And he gets killed. Murdered. That's prove it otherwise. You know, like, I'm just stating the obvious here, because there's obviously we connected a lot of that, but made it on news, and then poof, it's gone, and we just go on. And there's so many other scenarios and situations we could dive into, and the pandemic is kind of just already becoming one. The fact 9/11 was even an inside job, and we haven't gotten to the bottom of it. There's so many things. Folks, let's get to the bottom of it. But we got to sound the alarm on a lot of things, because I feel just as intentionally everything was done with the pandemic and all these things and people being disappeared, is like we've been attacked in our mental fortitude, our physical state. It's all been intentionally attacked, suppressed, diminished, demoralized to where we don't even want to tackle that. We want to focus on our personal lives. We're really nearing a place with the level of tyranny on our freedoms, our personal lives, really, I hate to say it, but they really doesn't matter, right? Just like if we were actually on that traditional warfield battlefield, like, because we are on that battlefield, just fifth generation warfare battlefield. And it seems we're in that pot of water, you know, the frogs in that pot, and like our fellow toads and frogs are like literally dying around us. Some of us like hopped out. I mean, it's just, it's like we're just comfortable as we cook to death. We just don't care anymore. Anyway, all right.
And I'm not some conspiracy theorist saying they're coming to get us. You're and lock not. Us up. But I'm saying we need to think about whether we're going to rely on science and how we're going to react when the government comes in and starts telling us what we can and can't do. Mm. I think we need less government. I think if they would step back, we tend to have a way to work these things out.
Yes, we do. Awesome. Cool. Money is here. Economic water, in which we, this is a pretty cool analogy. Let's hear this clip.
Do you believe in free speech? Well, then guess what? The language of human action is...
Yeah, this one is pretty deep. Yeah, free speech. Gosh dang, so important.
Do you believe in free speech? Well, then guess what? The language of human action is as important as natural language. And if that's not free, well, you bet your ass natural language will not be free. And we're seeing that today. Propaganda, yes. All funded by fake money. The motivation for that lying is funded by the stealing that's accomplished through counterfeiting of currency. But what's going on in the Middle East right now is a genocide. There's a group of people that have a technological and economic advantage, and they're genociding another group of people. The story that's being told about it is is funded through fake money. So if we actually were serious about being civilized and moral and then progressing as a species, I don't think it is possible unless you address the money problem. Well, when we're talking about money, it's kind of tricky, but very important. Because right now, about it is funded through fake money. So if we actually were serious about being civilized,
civilized in righting this ship, I'm in total agreement.
And progressing as a species, I don't think it is possible unless you address the money problem. Well, when we're talking about money, it's kind of tricky, but very important. Because right now, I don't think a lot of people see it. It is the economic water in which we swim. The old fish swims by the two young fish and says, "Hey, boys, how's the water?" Just kind of look at him weird, and they swim on. And then the young fish looks at the other young fish and says, "What the hell is water?" You know, no one's talking about this. It's so pervasive. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in free speech? Well, then.
Wow. Isn't that profound? Yeah, truth. More into that here in a bit. But on that note, have you guys come across and heard what George Herbert Walker Bush, one of the quotes from him? If the American people, quote, by the way, from George Herbert Walker Bush, if the American people ever found out what we have done, they would chase us down the street and lynch us. Wondering what he's talking about? All of the secrecy. The information's out, but there's more to expose. And what are we afraid of? We are the people. We outnumber them. They can get as tyrannical as they want to get. Does it need to get more tyrannical for us to assemble and wake up and be pushed to the precipice? Because they came after your kids. They are still coming after your kids. They're poisoning your food. They're poisoning your water. They're poisoning your air. They're wrecking your chances to even live a normal life intentionally, so you would happily enslave yourself when they come out with they're collapsing the dollar and the economy. So when they have their digital, you know, benefited centralized currency, like you'll, yep, let's put on them shackles. Mm-mm. Let's not be herded into that. We could break out of the box and truly build a more robust, thriving, beautiful world to be living in. Okay, let's dive into health here a bit, folks. Because if this all seems like, just, what difference am I going to make? And more of this, like, real downer think. We can't get organized well enough. It's like, I guess with that attitude, you're probably right. But we could change that attitude by upping our resilience and health and stop poisoning ourselves. I had a quick gym sesh today, and KFC, Taco Bell, and the lines. I don't go there. I haven't eaten there for years. I never will. For the rest of my life. I never will. Never say never. They get bought out. They actually provide food, because what they are serving isn't food. It's filler with a bunch of toxicity. There might be some nutritional value to it, but it's not food. It's more poison than food. And it just blows my mind seeing those lines when I'm heading to the gym, when I'm leaving the gym. And it's like, are people actually even aware? Or people just don't care about their health? and their ability to function. Because there's parasites in that crap. There's chemicals in that crap. There's pharmaceuticals in that crap. There's ingredients and materials that are nothing organic to the chicken component, the bun component, the French fry component, the soft drink component. It's poison. No wonder we're just sitting back and staying in the pot. We got to stop. We need food to function and thrive, and nutrition just for everything. All right, let's play this clip here. Now this gentleman talks Chick-fil-A. All right, let's go.
This is why I never eat a Chick-fil-A. I ordered a spicy chicken deluxe and a small mac and cheese.
I used to view Chick-fil-A as one of the better of them with some type of morals and ethics and values. But it's not food.
There's really not much to this. Combined with both of these food items, they contain over 265 ingredients.
Two items. 265 ingredients. Do you even know 10 of those? Two items. More than 130 ingredients a piece. Wow. Clearly, the additional ingredients aren't giving us beneficial superpowers. So it's, we all must know what that is. You should know what all those are and the effects before ever taking a bite of that. Personally, I feel you would be better off microdosing rat poison. Literally just get rat poison. Don't take that serious. But I personally would rather myself microdose that, something I know is going to be toxic, something I know is going to be harmful, because it's just this one thing that I could build up maybe a defense within my system and figure out a good way of detoxifying than hundreds of things that... You know how much science, like, it takes for one of those ingredients and the studies and to find out immediate impacts, futuristic impacts, but we see in America more than other countries how our life spec what's the word? Life expectancy, it's going down, way down. Disease, all these other issues are ramping up. If we all address this, then we can make a proper assessment after, like, this is obviously one of the clear line items to address that will impact all those stats and numbers and just kind of go from there. But let's finish this guy.
No two foods should contain that many ingredients. What are the ingredients in here? I've never even heard of. It's called dimethylpolysiloxane. This is a food additive that is used as an anti-foaming agent from silicone. It's also found in industrial lubrication and cosmetics. There's also dough conditioners here, obviously, in the bun, like datum and monodiglycerides, which come through oil processing using soy oil, hydrogenated oil, which are trans fats. These, of course, are all pro-inflammatory agents. This is not going to sit well on your digestive system. This is why I never eat a Chick-fil-A.
We gotta get all our loved ones to stop. It's not convenient. It's not cheap. You would save money. I'm telling you, you would save money sourcing real food. because the long-term effects and the finances and the costs, you would. And you could get healthy, nutritional food at reasonable costs. Dare I say, even like eating Chick-fil-A every day, you could get it less per meal healthy than that. It's not just the food, the soft drinks. Like, listen to this. This is crazy.
Something shocking about 1 out of 3 women who drank Diet Coke during pregnancy had an autistic kid.
Oh my God.
And they're now putting this connection to Diet Coke and diet.
Is that real?
Look at it. It just came up. Yeah.
When was this?
Joe Rogan.
Like 2 weeks ago, I read. That's scary because there is a lot more, I think, more autistic people or people in the spectrum than there used to be. Like, it seems like
study finds link between drinking some diet soda during pregnancy and autism in boys. Oh boy. They've observed a link between autism diagnosis in boys and their mothers drinking at least one diet soda daily or consuming the equivalent amount of the sweetener aspartame during pregnancy or while breastfeeding.
Why are they using colorful words like a sweetener aspartame? Like, it's poison.
According to new study.
What are we doing? Why are we even allowing companies like that to exist in our world today? I guess rat poison exists, but that more by definition fulfills its purpose. I don't know. Folks, we got to stop poisoning ourselves and having this crap. Plus, these companies don't care. They actively go against the future that would actually be in our best interests. I mean, I get it. Free will, freedom. You do what you want. But we can't shy away from speaking the truth on these things. And at the end of the day, people could choose what they want to do. But if we up 10% more health around us or something by leading by example or anything, naturally, it's just going to be easier for all of us to absorb more information and it'll just be a snowball effect, right? This is insane. What are they doing to our food? Checks database for recent Bill Gates investment in banana production enterprises. Watch this video, it's nuts.
So my mother was showing me that she opened a banana that she thinks that these are not real bananas.
We got it from the supermarket.
But when she opens it and she breaks it
in half, it gets
very
tough
and doesn't really break.
What is that?
When it pulls, it's like it's glue.
It's very tight
and doughy. I've never ever seen a banana like that. I don't know if it's our banana or if it's this brand. So
all the bioengineering, 3D printing food, I mean, all sorts of things are happening. Who knows what else? They're putting the RNA COVID bioweapon jab, so many other things. Golly, it's going to take a bit. I'd rather see a mass awakening to where we could stop all this from even being an issue at the gate, not constantly like be a dog chasing its tail trying to like weed out the things that are good and not good. You know what I'm saying? You got to check that out. Once again, all the links to everything we're going to go over in this episode will be in the comment section of this video. Doctor dropping truth bombs on the COVID vaccines, bioweapons. Titled, We Are Zombies. Pure blood, strong, stay woke, stay awake. This will shock you. Okay, well, let's hear this real quick.
My name's Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs ever, under any circumstance ever. Whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years. For three reasons. Number one, you've dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35. If you take any booster shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have died from the jabs. In your last meeting, you advocated for people to take the jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. They're actually considering jabbing their own children. You're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied. Unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins. They're in the jabs themselves, and they create it by snapping your RNA in half. You are no longer a human anymore. You are something else, and you are susceptible to countless diseases. Now, here's what's going to happen in the future very quickly.
Yeah, 15 seconds.
Great. I don't know what percentage of your staff has taken the jabs, but your school is going to close. You will not stay open. You will close because they will fall ill and they will die. That will happen in all of your buildings. It will have. It's already happening.
All right, thank you, sir.
I bet it is. It's already happening. Sure. Good luck. Thank you. Nothing can stop this.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I sure hope he's not entirely right. A lot of what he says statistically is pretty well backed up, but our bodies are very resilient. God is good. And like right here, Peter McCullough is coming out with some pretty groundbreaking things on detoxifying from the spike proteins and the effects on these bioweapon jabs. I love how heavy hitting he was, because they're obviously, we gotta expose everything so we don't get wrapped up into anything else moving forward, right? Okay. That was a little heavy, so let's get into this more prompt, like light message.
Many patients ask Dr. McCullough, listen, I made a mistake. What can I do to try to reduce my risks of vaccine spike protein damage in the human body? Many different approaches have been tried. And what we found is that symptoms can be improved, but the overall disease process is not changed unless we can help the body detoxify from the spike protein. So in two seminal publications, one in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, the other one is in the PubMed listed journal, Curious, we have published McCullough Protocol Base Spike Protein Detoxification. And what that involves is the use of oral nattokinase, 2,000 units twice a day starting dose, oral bromelain, 500 milligrams once a day starting dose, complemented by curcumin, 500 milligrams twice a day. We combine it with piperine, 5 or 10 milligrams, to get it to be absorbed. This combination has a sufficient evidence in the peer-reviewed literature on helping the body clear spike protein and reduce the effects of spike protein inflammation. Now, it's a base. It's a starting point. These are low doses. We can increase the doses if they're well tolerated. They're taken in between meals for maximum effect. We commonly add other drugs. If there's signs of autoimmunity, for instance, we add hydroxychloroquine. If there's signs of persistent infection, we can add ivermectin. If there are significant signs of pleural pericardial problems, we can add colchicine. Brain fog, neurologic symptoms, we can add additional drugs, including a nicotine patch or oral acyclovir, low-dose naltrexone. Mm. So treatment of a COVID-19 vaccine injury syndrome starts with the base. And our experience is if we don't address the spike protein, it's not going to get better. Then we add on other drugs. McCullough protocol based spike protein detoxification gives the constructive steps, the medicinal agents and the doses, and it gives direction on just how to manage it. Very similar to McCullough protocol for acute treatment of COVID-19. These have been breakthrough worldwide now. McCullough protocol based spike protein detoxification has become the de facto standard.
Cool. There we go. Some solutions. This is wild. This flight pattern. Why would this happen? Taking off from a singular spot, flying down to a zone. It's like they're crop dusting. There is 18 paths just zigging across the land on a single aircraft. Another thing that's directly impacting our cognitive, our health. And it's no conspiracy, folk. I love how this, Howard Professor Dr. Willie speaking out, blowing up the climate hoax.
CO2 is a gas of life. When you have more CO2, the plant kingdom, the whole ecology, even the oceans, gonna have more, basically, ability, more fishes, more everything.
More life.
More life, essentially. That's why it's called gas of life. And these people want to demonize it as some gas that can cause global warming, can cause hurricane to run faster or weaker. I don't know what they want. To have more rain, more droughts, and all this other nonsense that they claim. Mm-hmm. All of that. It just ain't so. CO2 is a gas of
life. I love it. So true. Okay, stepping out of health, obviously, a bit now. I love this pastor. And I believe we need more men to just stop being so self-serving, stop being too soft and quiet and complicit and going about, we gotta, in this wartime, we gotta put on our armor and show up. And if not for you, if not for your family, then do it for the children.
Here in Australia, right? 40,000 children disappear here in Australia every year.
40,000 in Australia.
And the one who was heading that team, investigative team, he said, I am shocked. You can watch it, it's on YouTube. He said, I am shocked because I have 27 names on this paper here in front of me. These 27 names, they are 100% truly whatever they've done, because police, at federal level, have investigated them thoroughly, and with proofs, they are all guilty of all these child abuses here in Australia, 40,000. He said, but to my shock, I would never ever had imagined I would see this as an Aussie. He said, some of the names in this list are ex-prime ministers of this nation. Ex-prime ministers. Anyone who hurts an elderly person and a young child is a coward.
Amen.
Is an evildoer.
Mm-hmm.
May the Lord Jesus rebuke them all.
Yeah.
And if the Lord sees that they don't wish to repent, Lord, I beg you, pluck them from their roots, whoever they are, wherever they are. Because enough of this evilness. Little innocent children, you evildoers, you cowards, you traitors, you... If I see them in front of me, I'll lose it. I'll finally use my red belt in karate. If I get the chance, I will rescue those children myself.
Wow.
And let them kill me. I don't care.
I concur. It's why God built men different, to protect our precious women and children. It's why evil has so effectively demoralized manhood. And I don't believe it's only solely been done through social conditioning, manipulation, indoctrination, but through the poisoning, lowering our testosterone, messing up our hormones, our cognitive abilities. I believe through bioweapons, manipulated like parasites. That's why we got to get right with God and up our health, so we can effectively do more. Okay, this exposes... This is a video that put me over the edge. I thought it was free all my life.
And in the Vatican, a third city-state was officially created in 1982. That city-state is called the District of Columbia and is located on 10 square miles of land in the heart of Washington. The District of Columbia flies its own flag and has its own independent constitution. Although geographically separate, the city-states of London, the Vatican, and the District of Columbia are one interlocking empire called Empire of the City. The flag of Washington's District of Columbia has three red stars, one for each city-state in the three-city empire. This corporate empire of three city-states controls the world economically through London's inner city, militarily through the District of Columbia, and spiritually through the Vatican. The constitution for the District of Columbia operates under a tyrannical Roman law known as Lex Fori, which bears no resemblance to the U.S. Constitution. When Congress passed the Act of 1871, it created a separate corporate government for the District of Columbia. This treasonous act allowed the District of Columbia to operate as a corporation outside the original Constitution of the United States and outside of the best interests of American citizens. A sobering study of the signed treaties and charters between Britain and the United States exposes a shocking truth. The United States has always been, and still is, a British Crown colony. King James I was famous not for just changing the Bible into the King James Version, but for signing the first Charter of Virginia in 1606. That charter granted America's British forefathers a license to settle and colonize America. The charter also guaranteed that future kings and queens of England would have sovereign authority over all the citizens and colonized land in America stolen from the Indians. After America declared its independence from Great Britain, the Treaty of 1783 was signed. That treaty specifically identifies the King of England as the Prince of the United States and contradicts the belief that America won the War of Independence. Although King George III of England gave up most of his claims over his American colonies, he kept his right to continue receiving payment for his business venture of colonizing America. If America had really won the War of Independence, they would never have agreed to pay debts and reparations to the King of England. When Congress passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. President was made subservient to the King of England. The 13th Amendment is called the Title of Nobility Amendment and forbids U.S. presidents and their officials from using royal titles like King or Prince or Baron. For some mysterious reason, the 13th Amendment, which was ratified in 1810, no longer appears on current copies of the Constitution. America's blood-soaked War of Independence against the British bankrupted America and turned its citizens into permanent debt slaves of the King. In the War of 1812, the British torched and burned to the ground the White House and all U.S. government buildings and destroyed ratification records of the U.S. Constitution. One century later, a corrupt U.S. Congress committed the biggest theft in world history. They passed Paul Warburg's Federal Reserve Act in 1913, handing over America's gold and silver reserves and total control of America's economy to the Rothschild banksters. Most Americans still believe that the Fed or Federal Reserve is a government. It is not. The Fed is a privately owned banking system whose majority Class A shareholders are the Rothschilds, Warburgs, Kuhn and Loeb, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Israel Seif, and the Lehman Brothers. This private banking cartel is the Fed and is never audited and never pays taxes. They print and design America's money, which displays their symbols of an Egyptian pyramid, a Masonic all-seeing eye, and the words "In God We Trust." Who exactly is the God they trust? They also collect American taxpayers' money through the IRS. Then they loan it back again with interest to pay for roads, bridges, and other public. Most U.S. citizens believe that the United States is a country and that the president is the most powerful man on earth. The United States is not a country. It is a corporation, and the president is president of the corporation of the United States. He Makes and his elected sense. Officials work for the corporation, not for the American people. Since the United States is a corporation, who owns the corporation of the United States? Like Canada and Australia, whose leaders are prime ministers of the Queen.
Could that be why the corporation's fighting illegally, like not fairly, in the most nefarious ways against an outsider? We cannot rely on any singular individual. It is up to us.
And whose land is called Crown Land, the United States is just another Crown colony. Crown colonies are controlled by the empire of three city-states. At the center of each city-state is a towering, phallic-shaped stone monument called an obelisk that points skyward. In D.C. city-state, the obelisk, known as the Washington Monument, was dedicated to Freemason George Washington by the Freemason Grand Lodge of the District of Columbia. The secret of Brotherhood of Freemasons laid the Washington Obelisk's cornerstone in 1848 and contributed 22 Masonic memorial stones. 250 Masonic lodges financed the Washington Monument Obelisk, including the Knights Templar Masonic Order. At the heart of London city-state is a 187-ton, 69-foot-tall Egyptian obelisk called Cleopatra's Needle. It was transported from Egypt and erected on the banks of the River Thames. In Vatican City, another Egyptian obelisk towers high above St. Peter's Square.
It's time to end all the secrecy and make things known. Time to expose the rulers and what is going on with our government. Three-letter agencies, the whole underground. There are military bases and bunkers and insanely large facilities, not just all throughout the nation, all throughout the world. Like Area 51, who doesn't know about that? Enough with the secrecy on everything, the Epstein logs, everything. We cannot trust. We've been too trusting, too complacent, too tolerant. Enough is enough. Now this one is just basically music going through phases. It's 9 minutes long. But it essentially exposes, like, this is very mind-blowing, by the way. Why do so many high-profile individuals change their last name? Fascinating. And it's wild. You look at all the last names, like how many of them are the same? In the origins? I like how it's titled, "You Figure It Out." About time we do that. I'll be sure to add the link to this one in there. This is wild. Charlie just broke this. I heard it earlier today. Let's just play a bit.
Biden does not want the border fixed. He just wants the press to stop covering it. Very important. Here's the way the Democrats think. I don't tend to think in this binary terms as far as demographics are always destiny. However, let's look at this. Democrats haven't won the white vote in modern American politics. Trump won whites by 20% in 2016. He won whites by 17% in 2020. Democrats have talked about how we need to destroy whiteness, how white supremacy is the greatest threat to our country. So if you're the Democrats, what do you think? What do you want? They believe that if you import millions of future voters, you relax chain of custody laws, signature verification standards, fight voter ID in the courts, and send out mass mail-in ballots to every home, apartment, and address you can, they think they can dilute white America's influence. And just today, right on cue, a federal judge has come in and has said it's illegal for Texas to secure their own border. Texas bill making illegal border crossing an arrestable offense blocked by federal judge pending appeal. So in other words, states have the right to enact sanctuaries for illegals ignoring federal immigration law, but states don't have the right to enforce immigration law when the federal government ignores them. They're creating a pressure cooker here. The federal government is intentionally creating a pressure cooker. So you do not have the right as a state to quell or to push back against invasion. Texas is not allowed to arrest illegal or foreigners. And by the way, you know that many of them are going to go on to commit crimes.
Fast forward here.
Put up razor wire. Joe Biden, especially great patriots in their 60s and 70s. Do you know that the feeling that this border crisis creates more than anything else? Mass demoralization. In their entrance into the country, they're being flown into the interior. You got wannabe serial killers in Scottsdale. You got people killing college kids in Georgia. They're assaulting police officers.
Where's the section?
And some people still
for?
Think that those crossing the border, it's like Lupita Mignogna, and she's coming across with her policy, is now largely centralized.
I could have swore. All right. Well, it says, why are their flyers at the border encouraging illegal aliens? They're criminals to vote for Biden. There's literally flyers in different languages in other countries encouraging the criminal invaders to vote for Biden. And maybe it was another clip than this one that I watched, and I just clicked the wrong title. But Charlie goes over that, and he goes over, like, that's why they're pushing voter ID is racist, because like they're even in a lot of states allowing illegals, criminals, to get driver's licenses, which isn't like proof of citizenship. It's easy. And then obviously with the mail-in voting, it's easily going to be done. This is a big issue. We must like mass awakening more than they're allowing the invasion and the great replacement to take place. I don't know if we're waking up enough. There's people in the know that are so demoralized about it all. They're throwing up their hands like, I'm not even going to go vote because I understand it's a corrupt system. Yeah, you're right. And it was a selection in 2020, not an election. There was so much blatant fraud from so many different angles. It's insane. But to demoralize and not, like some of these people in the know are like, I won't participate in a corrupt system and I'm no longer going to vote and boycott voting. That is the exact intent they want to have. We must show up in numbers to where they can't. Sure, they're going to cheat. It's clear. They already are. There's been an uptick in registered voters that are deceased. Let's play that. I got you. I think I have it queued up. Man, right here.
The whole reporting totals deceased 244.
Yeah.
March. This is the week that ending March. Let's make sure we have the date right. March 21st, 2020. And for that week, there were 224 deceased registrations that turned out to be from
in
deceased people. So let's go to March 16th, 2024. And the total now is 6,698.
And 4,000, over 4,000 are from Texas alone. Like,
So we must ramp things up. We must get more involved. We must everything, as though our lives depend on it, because it in fact does. It's just fact. We got a lot to do, but we need to be excited to do it. There's no other choice, and we can't allow anyone to be demoralized. And we got to call out that for what it is. Like, look, evil's effectively demoralizing you and defeating you and winning over you. That is putting you in a place right where now you're becoming part of the problem. Once again, I'd venture to say we got to up the resilience in those individuals and help them get their strength and their health back to where they can rule out that level of cowardice. You just want to wave the white flag and allow the enemies to come in? Mm-mm.
Strategically.
This is wild because this is a whole nother level of infiltration. It's happening. Once again, Dr. Phil is exposing how China essentially is strategically buying up land around U.S. military bases.
They're buying land around that. This is not random.
It is not.
They're in the same county. They're right up against this. How is this happening, Kyle? You're the expert here.
There's one down in Texas that right there on the border near Del Rio.
Right.
Where it's actually a Chinese general. General Sun came in and bought over 100 square miles of land between our most active Air Force training base and our border. And he filed permits to put up windmills. It's an area on a scale of 1 to 10 that might have a wind factor of 3.5. If you and I were putting up a windmill, we'd put it up where it's an 8 or a 10, where there's some wind.
Right.
They want to put up windmills for two reasons. They want to connect directly to the U.S. grid so that they can upload malware to the grid and they can monitor the grid. And they also want to build these windmills 700 feet tall. Imagine a windmill that's almost as tall as the Washington Monument. And they can put cameras up there that map the horizon, and they can map the horizon with 1 square inch of clarity right next to our largest Air Force military training base. Every Air Force pilot trains at Laughlin Air Force Base. They can map every person, every plane, every hypersonic that glides by. What it has to do is go through a process called CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., which the U.S. Treasury is in charge of. What
tarnation's going on here,
folks? DOD's a piece of it. State, there are all these different departments that are part of CFIUS, but the U.S. Treasury runs it. Here's the problem. The U.S. Treasury is owned by Wall Street. And Wall Street can't wait to invest another dollar in the land of 1.3 billion people of puppy dogs and rainbows and make some more money in China. So whenever anything really comes down to it, if Treasury's in charge, we're in real trouble. And so all of these deals that you're showing here, many of them have just walked through CFIUS. That's the problem.
Strategically by
China now owns over 383,000, almost four, because 935. So 384,000 acres of farmland in America. Yeah, we should ask ourselves, why is it that our government is allowing this?
And land around that.
There also have been over 22,233 arrests of Chinese nationalists who've crossed the U.S. border illegally so far in 2024. Over 22,000 in 2024, which is over 6,000% increase since 2021. Folks, we are being invaded. Our government is behind that. Our tax dollars are supporting that. it's also going towards child sex trafficking. We got to stop. Enough is enough. Quit funding them, folks. Go to freedomlawschool.org and get yourself educated and stop paying income tax. Enrich yourself and your family. Go to stupeters.com and watch Slave Nation. We got to get educated here. Just sitting here yelling into a microphone. Let's just continue.
Why is the white man always vilified for this when it was the Jewish ships and the Arabs that were actually the biggest part of the slave trade?
You have to look at who is dominant in history as far as academia and literature, the publishing houses. Most of them are Jewish ran. It's just like with the mafia. Most people think Italian when it comes to the mafia, but it's really Jewish. Jews are behind the books. Meyer Lansky was the banker of the mafia. He handled the books. So it's like with everything else. The Jews will be behind the scenes. They'll put the blame on whites. They'll put the blame on Italians or the blame on others. That's how they stay hidden to do their thing.
Why is the...
The current public establishment, like, shoot, they're even running. Joe Biden, like, what's he even running on? It's like Christian nationalism. Like, he they can't even say it directly, but it is directly attacking Christians, literally declaring war on its own citizens. How does a potential futuristic president of that nation run under that against its people? They're openly racist. This is unbelievable. Pinch me. Pinch me. Tell me this isn't the world we live in. Unbelievable. Anti-white racism in America. They brought up some good points, too, worth looking into. Everyone needs to see the truth behind the invasion. Well, this is just a little clip, but it gives us a bit of a taste.
All right, guys, this is Savannah Hernandez in front of City Hall in New York. And as you guys can
boy,
see,
I got her sped up, don't I? Let's go here.
All right, guys, this is Savannah Hernandez in front of City Hall in New York. And as you guys can see, I am surrounded right now by hundreds of illegal immigrants from New Guinea and also from Haiti. All right, so majority single men from Africa. And I want to take you guys around what this park looks like, and more importantly, what every single park in New York is starting to look like. Just yesterday, I was in the children's parks right next to a church that the city is currently using to house single males. So children are playing right next to this. More importantly, the city of New York has spent $2 billion at this point on this crisis. They said that through 2025, they're going to try to spend $12 billion because that's what it's going to take to sustain all of these people. Now, typically, you'd be able to speak to these migrants in Spanish, but unfortunately, all these people now speak French. We have been told as American citizens that all of these people are coming into our country because they are seeking asylum, but every single migrant that I've spoken to today has talked about how they are here simply to work. So I want to highlight for you guys what our American cities are starting to look like.
Wow. 7.2 million. That's how many illegals, invaders, have entered the U.S. under Biden's administration. More than the population of 36 states. Over 1,000 of them took over NYC Hall. City Hall Park. Here to protest being sent to shelters, and they are demanding permanent housing. Guys, to touch back on like that anti-white racism, like I just want to say, like, we are all better than that. Let's not let evil rule the day. It's just a divide and conquer tactic. Let's all unite and expose the real evil doers here. Together. There's a warning, experts warning, U.S. government planning to freeze all American banking withdrawals. Experts warn that they're secretly planning to freeze American bank withdrawals in the upcoming months due to imminent collapse of U.S. dollar. The freeze of bank accounts already has a name, quote, bail-ins. Something to consider, look into. If you're sitting on excess, I'd feel it'd be important to diversify. Now, it's a lot, right? It's a lot. But it's a beautiful moment in time, and it's really up to us. I'm excited. I'm excited to do my part. Show up each and every day. Just get better and more, hopefully, efficient, more creative, more create ways to create more momentum, connect more dots, give better calls to action. Let's just up our health and our resilience and our connections with God. He will help direct us. And if not to victory, mortally, eternal victory, which is more important than what could happen here in the flesh. I don't fear that anymore. What a gift. What a blessing. I just want to say I'm so grateful for the opportunity to do this. The breakthroughs with God by my side and the healing that has occurred to where I don't have an excess of any funds, but somehow I have the means to show up here each and every day and just show up and do what I can. I hope and pray. I mean, as long as it's helping one individual, as long as it fires up another individual, then we're having a positive impact, and that's all that freaking matters. And the more of us that can do just that is exactly the direction we need to be heading. Guys, I love you. Thank you so much for your support. I hope this isn't too heavy. I appreciate all of you. Be sure to check out the comments. Get some cool God-made merch from Stand Up Now. Be sure to check out Black Eagle Apparel. Utilize the promo codes and the discounts. Check out Bond Charge. Use that discount. And folks, get prepared. I don't think we've seen nothing yet. And I still feel to this day the most important investment I've made in preparedness is that EMP shield specifically for my truck, my vehicle. So be sure to check that out as well. God bless you. Look forward to chatting soon. Take care.